Do you need a license to carry a gun in Idaho?
You do not.
A tenant's firearm causes tension.
What kind of gun do you have?
9mm handgun.
And you moved out in mid-August because he filed a restraining order?
Correct.
Did this landlord dodge a bullet?
He told you before, I want you out. And you should have gone.
He didn't tell me you wanted me out, Your Honor.
Well, you mean when he called the police, you didn't have a clue that he wanted you out?
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
23-year-old Kurt Moyer is suing his ex-roommate, Matthew Lewis, for the return of rent and a false restraining order.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 474 on the calendar in the matter of Moyer versus Lewis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Mr. Moyer, you rented a room in a house that is owned by the plaintiff's grandmother?
Correct.
Where you also reside?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
How long have you lived in your grandmother's house?
A little over a year now.
She doesn't live there?
No.
Just you?
Just me.
You rented a room to Mr. Moyer on what date?
Let me see.
You know the date?
May 1st.
I don't know the
May 1st
date.
Of?
2017, Your Honor.
Where had you lived before that, Mr. Moyer?
I lived in an apartment.
What happened to the apartment?
I ended up moving out, just because my lease was up.
How long did you live in that apartment?
A year.
Who did you live with?
Myself.
How much was the rent that you were paying to Mr. Lewis?
$575 per month.
Now, it is your claim that he owes you for rent, expenses for your cat, and damages for filing a false restraining order.
Correct.
Mr. Lewis filed a restraining order on what date, sir?
It'd be August 1st. It's 18th, actually.
That's when you filed for the restraining order.
Correct.
On what date were the police called to your house?
I don't know exact dates of when they were called. They've been there so many times, I can't remember.
Well, with regard to this last incident involving Mr. Moyer, when were they called?
I don't know exact dates.
Do you have a police report?
I don't.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
Sure. I have three different ones for you. There's the first one. The first one's for August 12th. The second one was for August 15th. And then the third one, it was for August 22nd, which I do not have.
On which one of these occasions did Mr. Lewis allege that you brandished a gun?
It was on August 12th. It's the first incident.
Okay, so you were both drinking.
Correct.
On one of these. Were you drinking together?
No, we were not.
So you were drinking alone?
With my girlfriend at the time.
Where?
At the house.
And were you drinking?
No.
In what state do you live?
Idaho.
Do you need a license to carry a gun in Idaho?
They just passed a law last year that you do not.
What kind of gun do you have?
It was a Glock 19. It was a 9mm handgun.
Did you ever see the gun?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's not an answer.
Yes.
Do you own a gun, Mr. Lewis?
No, I did not.
And you've never seen a gun in Mr. Lewis's possession?
I have.
One that he keeps in the house?
Yes, Your Honor. It was his grandfather's.
It was his grandfather's?
Yes. Yeah, that's what he told me, yeah.
What kind of a gun did you see?
It was an older one, but he did bring it out one time.
Older one?
I don't know the exact model.
Is it a big gun, a little gun?
It's a handgun.
It's a handgun?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a handgun that belonged to your grandfather?
I do, but not at home.
Where is it?
At my mom's, with my grandma, where my mom and grandma live together.
How did he see it? Mr. Lewis, you have to be very careful.
I don't have one on me at now.
It's not what I asked you, Mr. Lewis. Why would you go to your mom's house, who lives with her grandmother, to pick up your grandfather's gun, to come back to your house to show it to the plaintiff? Or perhaps you're going to tell me that the plaintiff went to your grandmother's house, where your mother lives, and you showed him the gun there. Which one is it? Because he didn't go like a crystal ball and say, he has a gun that belonged to his grandfather and I've seen it. So where did he see it?
Yeah, I did show him at my house a while back. I don't have one now at the house.
That's a cute response.
Okay.
Don't think where I'm going, just tell the truth. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
If you play with me, it's...
I don't want to play with you.
Don't play with me.
I don't want to.
Okay. By the way, do you carry your Glock with you?
No, I do not.
Okay. He filed a restraining order. You and your girlfriend were drunk in the house. Where was the gun?
It's in my safe. I have a handheld safe. Just a little small one. It sits in my closet.
Now, I want you to tell me, Mr. Lewis, about when he brandished the gun.
So when I came home, I was confronting him about, hey, you need to owe me money for the rent.
On what date?
For, I don't know. I don't know any of the exact dates.
You mean he hadn't paid the rent?
No, for like things that he's like the gardening, he needs to do the gardening that we pay him to do the gardening for, because he does landscaping. He's a gardener. And then he's not taking care of the house. He's like, well, I don't have to. That's not my job to take care of the house. I can leave the house thrashed if I want to. I'm like, no.
Wait.
But it was when I was confronting him.
About what?
About the rent and everything.
I just asked you if he paid the rent. You have to answer me.
For the landscaping. Confronting him what money he owes me.
Well, if he does landscaping work for you, how can he owe you money?
For not doing the landscaping, for not doing what he's supposed to do.
So well, and paying, that you paid him for already?
Yes.
So you paid him landscaping in advance?
Correct. We take it out of his rent, so we made his rent less.
You moved in May of 2017, and when did you move out?
It was the second week of August.
So you lived there a short time?
Yeah, very short.
May, June, and July. You lived there 3 months. Did you pay rent for the 3 months?
Yes, it was actually 4 months. I ended up moving out in the middle of August, and that's when the temporary protection order was in place. It wasn't on the 18th, it was on the 23rd.
Okay. Okay, so 575, and you moved out in mid-August because he filed a restraining order.
Correct.
Very good. Shouldn't live together. Now we're going to deal with the cat. You had a cat in your room.
Yes.
You came back with the police after the restraining order was filed.
Correct.
Which put you out of the house.
Correct.
Why didn't you take your cat?
I had no place for it to live with me because I was living in my car and bouncing around from friends' houses.
Well, what was he supposed to do with your cat?
It's actually, I had an automatic cat box cleaner, automatic feeder, and water for just the week that I was gone. For the property, and then I ended up locking my bedroom door, said my cat is totally fine, I'll be back in 7 days to take my cat.
That's your problem. Because you gave the cat to the Humane Society, you ultimately got the cat back, but you had to pay all kinds of fees, correct? Absolutely right. I mean, you don't leave a pet in the house. What did you take with you in your car? When you came back with the police, what did you take? And where does the girlfriend live?
She lived in Eagle. It's a different city in Idaho.
Well, why don't you take your cat and give it to your girlfriend for a week?
Because we were dating for like 3 weeks at the time, and it is a purebred $700 cat.
Well, just 1 second. You're dating 3 weeks. She came with you all the way from Idaho to Los Angeles.
No, she's not my girlfriend, Your Honor. She's the person that served Matt. She's not my girlfriend.
What is she doing here?
She's a witness as to how violent Matt was acting. He was chasing me down the street when she served him, yelling at me to pull over.
Served him with what?
Court papers, Your Honor.
What court papers?
For the service process to get someone served.
For what? For this case?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He owes you $575 for your August's rent. Are we done here?
No, Your Honor.
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm done.
Okay.
You drink with your girlfriend. When you drink, you get stupid. Wasn't working out. I don't believe him that he didn't have a gun in the house, but I certainly don't think he brandished a gun. I actually think that if you drink in the house with your girlfriend, that's absolutely a possible thing for you to do. You shouldn't be living with him. And he told you before, I want you out. And you should have gone.
He didn't tell me you wanted me out, Your Honor.
Well, you mean when he called the police on August 12th,
correct.
You didn't have a clue that he wanted you out?
Well, no, I did. Excuse me.
Are you telling me that when he called the police on August 12th and then August 15th, you didn't have a clue he wanted you out?
No, I did, Your Honor, but there was...
$575. You're done.
Parties are excused. You can step out.
I love it. It was... what I expected, and
I think it's a little bit absurd because there was he cost me about 3 months of rent.
You pull it like side, and then that was the first time. Second time, he pulled it up out of his belt buckle.
In total, I broke into my bedroom, took my cat. I had to pay a bunch of fees, and eventually sold the cat.
I'm just like, I'm out of here. I don't deal with guns.
He's just nuts. He's got some kind of personality disorder.
Oh no, we stay our distance and.
Watch out for the crazies, you guys. That's right, yeah.
All of us, Star Police Department knows we, you two do not need to be anywhere near each other.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Martinez versus Kirikosian. Step forward.
Kaylee Martinez is suing her ex-landlord, Victoria Kirikosian, for the return of her security deposit.
Miss Martinez, you lived in a property that was owned by the defendant for about 4 years. From when to when?
From June 20th, 2014 until November 15th, 2017.
And when you moved in, you signed a lease and gave someone a security deposit.
Yeah.
Because she purchased the house. The house was turned over a couple of times.
Correct, yeah.
And the defendant is the final owner. And she inherited you as a tenant and also the security deposit.
Correct.
Okay. How much security deposit did you have?
I had a regular security deposit of $1,825 and then also a pet deposit of $100, total being $1,925.
And did you have pets in the house?
I did. I had one dog, yeah.
What kind of a dog?
It's a little Maltese puppy.
When did you get it?
About 5 months after we moved in.
Puppy ever have any accidents in the house?
No.
I must not an answer. I want you to be sure you know. I've had puppies my whole life. Puppies ever have any accidents in the house?
Not on the carpets, no. In the kitchen where we would clean it up, it was tile.
Okay, so you had security deposit of $1,825.
Correct.
That you want back. And the defendant says that you not only used up your security deposit on the damages and the junk that you left behind, but she has a counterclaim for $2,800 for additional repairs that she says she did on the house when you moved out. That's what the case is about.
Right.
So all I want to see, I assume you have photographs of the entire premises when you moved out.
Yes.
I'd like to see them.
And there's also these.
Were all the bedrooms carpeted in brown carpeting?
Yes, but if you can see in the pictures, she changed the carpets 2 years ago, and she left the carpet in the closets, the old ones, and just changed the new one.
Okay. Do you know what this is that you're showing me?
That is in the kitchen. It was there when we moved in. I guess it was supposed to be a cabinets above the fridge, but there was none there. So it was missing cabinets.
So for 4 years, this is what you had?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you throw diaper bags out here?
No.
Is this yours?
Some of it is mine, yes.
Did you return her security deposit?
No. Her case is going to be coming. She's going to be doing court.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Kaylee Martinez says, ex-landlord Victoria Kirikosian is withholding her security deposit. Victoria's countersuing for repairs to the apartment.
Eric, would you please show these photographs to the defendant?
Sure. Okay.
Please. Now I would like to see your photographs of what you say the place looked like when she left.
Okay.
Ms. Kirikosian, what is this a picture of?
The doors that we had to disregard because they had so much damage on it. We had to replace all the doors in the house.
No, she's not replacing all the doors in the house. Now, do you have pictures of the house, the kitchen, etc., when you purchased the house?
I don't have pictures.
No, the answer is no.
No.
Could you show this to that to the plaintiff, please? Is that all your stuff?
No, it's not.
Take a pen that Officer Byrd will give you and make circles around those items that do not belong to you. Put your hand down. Be very careful. Oh, there are a lot of pictures there.
Oh, okay. There are all the...
Is what you're telling me none of that belongs to you?
I'm telling you that the only item that belongs to me is the pool table. Everything else does not belong to me.
You have children?
Yes, I do.
You have any young children?
Yes, I do.
Living in your house?
Yes.
They in diapers?
The stuff was my neighbor who lived there also. She was moving out the same time I was. We both vacated and we both put our stuff there, but we also called Bulky Items to come pick the items up, and it was a free service. They came, they picked up most of the items, but also the neighborhood dumped their stuff there too. And I have proof of the calls to the Bulky Items that we scheduled.
I don't care whether you called Bulky Items. Is what you're telling me that this is your neighbor and all the stuff belongs to the neighbor?
No, I'm not saying that all the stuff belongs to her. I'm saying that we both moved out. I don't know what belongs to her, but I know that...
Is what you're saying that you made a big circle around everything and you said none of that belongs to me?
Except for the pool table, which I didn't circle. The pool table's standing up on its side.
Do you have young children?
I do, yes.
With diapers?
Yes.
Did you throw diaper bags out here?
No.
Is this yours?
Some of it is mine, yes.
Did you return her security deposit?
No, because she used her security deposit as a last month's rent. Her case is going to be coming. She's going to be doing court.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you had a bill for me from a Carter who took away this trash, I would absolutely deduct it from her security deposit.
So how did the trash got moved out of Tahanga location?
The trash fairy moved it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Kaylee Martinez says ex-landlord Victoria Kirikosian is withholding her security deposit. Victoria's countersuing for repairs to the apartment.
Now, do you have a bill for cleaning up this stuff?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it.
Before I do that...
No. I just like to see it.
Okay, sure.
I'd like to see the bill for cleaning up the stuff. Thank you.
Here, and this is the person that was hired.
What is this that you're showing me?
I hired L&M Marketing Group to do all the repairs.
I'm not interested in repairs.
Yeah, $550 is for dumping the trash.
Your Honor?
Just a second. How do I know that?
Because it says on it.
No, it
gives an address.
What?
I have proof that she charged me $550 to clean that, and she also charged my neighbor $550.
Because we had two trucks of trash getting out of there.
Listen to me carefully. You paid a group to do everything.
Including throwing the trash out. We had to hire three people.
Just get me the bills from the people who... No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. I'm not going to go there and physically pick up somebody's kid's diaper bags.
Listen to me very carefully. You're not following me. If what you're telling me is that you hired this company to do repairs...
And throw the trash.
No, not and... to do repairs, and as part of that, they removed the trash. Pay careful attention, get off your scenario in your head. I want to see the bill from them for removing the trash, not a check from you made out to the same group for $550, because that doesn't say that it was for trash removal.
Well, how did the trash get removed from there?
If you're not paying attention to me, I can't help you, and I'm not going to help you.
One second. I have a countersuit on her.
Just a second. You have no countersuit that I believe has merit. I've looked at her photographs of what the inside of the house looked like. She lived there for 4 years. You have no photographs of the house when you purchased it, the kitchen, or any of the appliances. I don't know what is wear and tear. I don't know what was caused from prior people.
I placed her carpet there when I purchased the property.
Listen to me very carefully. She's not paying you any other damages. Do you understand? The only question is whether she gets her security deposit back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Listen to me very carefully. The only question is whether she gets her security deposit back. And if you had a bill for me from a Carter who took away this trash, I would absolutely deduct it from her security deposit.
So how did the trash got moved out of Tahanga location?
The trash fairy moved it.
Oh, okay.
You're not following me. I don't have a bill from the person
Your Honor, I'm not physically gonna go and remove the trash
from there. You said that to me three times,
right,
and you're not following what I'm saying to you.
I need a
bill from the company that removed the trash, not removed the trash and did other things in the house, fixed doors, put in doors, fixed carpet, put in... I need a bill from the people who removed the trash. And unless you can present that to me, she gets her security deposit back.
Okay, in addition to her security deposit, I had to change the locks.
Listen to me carefully. If you're not paying attention to me, I can't help you. Okay, so you had security deposit of $1,825. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're finished. Thank you very much.
Please excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I think it's fair. She was a slumlord. She didn't want to fix anything.
You know, I have to pick up their trash and not deduct it from security deposit is not fair.
And she tried to bully us and steal all of our money.
I didn't do it with her. I did it with her husband, who tried to bully me.
He told her how it was, that we were going to take her to court if she did try and steal our money.
He told me if I don't get the deposit to them, that they were going to fight it. So
she wanted to just fight everybody, pretty much.
Definitely. I'm glad she's out of there. We didn't have to evict her.